Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right, you ready? Impossible sound at 6:10?
Ready.
99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. This is cardio for the brain. What sound is this? What's making this sound?
Is that a Star Wars?
That's what
it sounds like.
Or Contra, if you go old school, that old Nintendo
game. Yeah. Remember? That was awesome. Yes.
No, not that. What sound do you think that is? 800-992-1099. You can call us or you can text us and get your brain moving. This is brain cardio. There's got to be a thing there with brain cardio. There's got to be a business invention. Instead of getting them going to the gym, you go to a brain cardio center, and it just gets you going in the morning, and you're ready
it's
to focus.
Work. All of a sudden, my brain is asked to do all of these things. I was like, wait a second, I didn't sign up for cardio.
Oh, that's brain cardio work?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yep.
They
pay you.
No.
All this time,
and it's just been brain cardio.
Oh, man.
If only it burned calories.
Right, yeah.
That'd be great.
Something out of it. That would have been good. Here it is again quickly. I think it's a cool sound. I know it's tough, isn't it? It's hard. Melanie's so making this face. She's like, 800-992-1099. That is the impossible sound. Call us or text us right now. There's Carrie, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, we played you the impossible sound at about 6:10 this morning. We're getting tons of texts of what people think it is. If you missed it, here it is. What's making that sound? I know that you want to just take your hand and just do the Star Wars. We've got some great.
Well, I think we just heard what it was.
I didn't know this at the first time. That was, where did that sneak into the video? I looked up. I was like, who said that? We've got Laser Tag, one of the guests, coming in.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like.
Buzz Lightyear ride at Disney World was another one that came in, which I thought was
great. I love that ride.
Skipping rocks on ice. It is not that.
I could hear that.
Yep. I could totally hear that. But the number one guess, somebody else wrote, it's either Stargate or Defender. I don't know what either of those are.
Those are games.
Okay.
Video games, yeah.
Okay.
Old video games.
All right.
He had to throw in
They're video games.
Okay. No, I just feel better that I didn't know what it was then. You see,
Got it.
It actually made me feel a little better.
Yeah, I think they're Atari games.
Like, I have no idea what that was. From the 1900s.
You're so young.
Clueless. Yeah. Just, it's from the 1900s. I got no idea. Don't even ask. The number one guess, though, is, by the way, baby alligators, which is incorrect. That Kevin will point that out to you. It's incorrect, right, Kevin?
It's baby crocodiles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the loophole.
Yeah. They are different.
How so?
Their snouts are very different. The alligators are more rounded. The crocodiles are more kind of pointier.
Pointier.
Yep, that's correct.
He passed.
That's the difference right there.
Crikey!
Yeah. So there you go, baby crocodiles. I have heard that before, by the way. I've heard that noise before, but I forgot that it was from baby crocodiles. So.
Yeah. But I thought maybe it was the little baby puppies or something. It did sound like an animal.
To the mom, to the alligator mom, it's probably like puppies. Yeah. So if that makes you feel any better. The alligator mom's probably like, look, I got some puppies here.
I don't know.
What do you call baby crocodiles, Kevin? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Because you know something.
Baby crocs, of course.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you call them.
Yeah, baby croc. Because what are baby, cats are kittens, right?
Yep.
Those are kittens. And you got puppies.
Yep.
It's called a hatchling.
Ooh, hatchling.
No, it's just a real hatchling.
Is that like turtles also?
Hatchling.
Turtles, hatchlings also?
Sounds right. They come out of a shell.
Just go with that.
Look, you're learning so much. Talk about cardio for the brain.
I got to tell you, this is really, this is a 2-credit course, by the way, for the month of September. You're getting 2 credits for this course.
Like
so, yeah, enjoy it.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
All right, Melanie, the count is 3 days until you're married?
Yes.
So I always said when you get within 3 days, it was like, when I was a kid, right before Christmas, it became 72 hours. Because there's a point where it's not days anymore because you're so excited, and it's hours.
Right.
So,
and we are in that window.
Time to do away with days.
Hours.
You are in 72 hours. You'll be a married woman.
Yay.
Everybody here in the room, this time next week, well, the week after, when you get back, we'll all be married.
Oh, it doesn't actually go into effect until I return to work?
Well, right.
Yeah.
You got to get back on the plane to come back.
Okay.
See if you like what's going on.
Well, hopefully, yeah. I mean, I'll still be married.
Yeah, no.
That's,
I don't know. That's the goal.
Didn't know if there was anything else to that, but yeah, you'll be married. So.
No, I think I'll just be so relieved to have the whole ceremony done with and everything. And I won't have to worry about anything else.
Yeah, the planning, wrong. It's like anything else. I think the planning is, it's all the anxiety. And, you know, you're like, what could go wrong? You probably spend more time right now thinking about what could go wrong because you don't want it to go wrong.
Yeah, it's basically all I've been thinking about.
Right.
Because it's supposed to rain. There's like a 78% chance and we're getting married outside. So that's kind of...
I didn't know it rains in Hawaii.
Well, it hasn't in a very long time because I've been checking the forecast and then suddenly it's like, oh, it finally got close enough to where I can see the 7-day, you know, window.
That's crazy. I used to binge watch Dog the Bounty Hunter. It never rained any of the episodes ever.
Okay, well, don't base your forecasting off Dog the Bounty Hunter. That's your first problem.
That's a great show.
This is a great show. Hawaii 5-0, by the way, never rains ever.
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 Lost. Never rained.
Never rained
that
and
show.
Lost.
So we know, okay? We know things.
Yeah.
Well, if my wedding were a reality TV show or Lost, then I wouldn't have to worry about it. But in real life, where we live, yeah, it's supposed to rain.
Okay. Well, that's a shame. I'm not going to real life, Bill. It sounds rainy.
It's not as pleasant.
Yeah. It sounds it sounds weird. It sounds normal. Ugh, I don't like that. Well, all right. Congratulations. We got a lot of people that have been texting in all morning saying goodbye to you. Today is your last day before you are married. So I just want to give everyone a little heads up. I'm going to be gone for a couple days. And, you know, you'll be doing big adult things, doing good things, 15-hour plane rides. So it'll all be good.
I'm all set for the plane ride. I've never been on a plane that long before or a plane this big before. I'm really excited about just the plane
situation.
It's
going to be a lot of fun.
Bring your headphones. You're going to need it for all the movies.
Ooh, yeah. I was already thinking about all the Hawaii movies I could watch. Moana, that's first on my list.
That's a good one.
See, Kevin agrees.
I agree.
You know what? It did not rain in the movie Moana. Did not rain at all.
Did it not really?
Nope.
Man.
Oh, only in your world does it rain in Hawaii. So.
You should watch that movie Turbulence where they have all those plane issues.
Stop. And then I'll watch Snakes on a Plane.
Yeah.
Passenger 57.
I will not be watching any of those.
But if anyone else wants to text Melanie some soothing movies on a flight, feel free to send that 800-992-1099. But congrats, Melanie. It's going to be great. Absolutely awesome.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
What do you do when you have a run-in with your ex-boss? Like, you show up and you look over and you're like, oh, my ex-boss is there. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Melanie, this just happened to you last Friday night.
Remind me not to tell you anything, like at all, anything.
Oh, that's right. You did say not have to say it was you specifically. Well, sorry, I forgot. So it happened to you Friday night. We're at a concert.
Yes.
You look over and your ex-boss is there.
Yep.
Now, you had a decent relationship with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good relationship.
Yes.
But still an ex-boss.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's different.
I mean, I still quit the job that he was, you know, my supervisor for. So it's just awkward.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've got a new boss now. And
right.
Then he knows that new boss. It's just weird, the whole situation.
So did you get like what happens to me when I run into an old boss is there's those layers of small talk. How you been? How's the family?
100%.
How's the dog? How's the Redskins? Like they just you know, like you get to family, to sports. Sometimes there's some weather in there. You know what I mean? It's actually like a 1980s radio show.
You just
go through all like the layers before you really get to what is probably important or should be important.
I should have hit the forecast now
right.
that I'm thinking about
should
it.
Should have hit
I
the
really
traffic
did.
Button.
Yeah,
right.
I did miss that. No, there was definitely the small talk.
Yeah.
It was, hey, oh, it's been a long time. And it's like, oh, what has it been? And then when you really do it, you're like, oh, wow. 5 years or so. I mean, it has been a long time. But then this is the part that sucks is that it's just like running into an ex, you know, significant other.
Mm.
you always want to look like you're like winning in life, right?
Yeah.
So I feel that way. Obviously, I love doing the morning show with you, so I feel like I'm winning. Except for...
Sorry, Kevin. You didn't get a mention.
But both of you guys.
Buck didn't even get a thought.
Oh my gosh. Do I need to...
I'm going to leave.
Might as well.
So,
finally.
It's going to be humid today. A little warm outside.
I'm going to Hawaii.
Obviously, I'm talking about all of you guys, but... it was awkward because I'm talking to him and we're doing the small talk and he's like, oh, you got a wedding coming up and all this stuff. And then a record label rep comes up and goes, okay, I'm here to, you know, take you guys backstage. But she like looked at me like not you, but like them backstage. And yeah. Then I was like, oh, you guys are going back. Okay. All right, cool. And so, then I just was there by myself.
Then
it was so awkward.
So it's the game of Pong and he wins at the game of life, right? Ooh. For a minute, he's like, oh, so I'm still winning in life.
He was going backstage, and I was going to wait in a bathroom line, so.
Well, you have to go to the bathroom. It's fine.
Yeah, I know.
See,
have you seen the bathroom line at the amphitheater?
He's living that fake life of luxury. You're just doing what you have to do.
Yeah.
Right? That's how we should look at this.
There you go.
All right.
No, but it was just really funny because it was totally, I mean, it was already awkward as it was, but then it was like, oh, and now I'm here to take you guys backstage. No, not you. I don't have that many passes,
yeah.
But they get to go.
Did you get the feeling that he thought like, yeah, that's how this goes?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I think he was like sashaying into the backstage. You know?
A man was sashaying.
Yeah.
You know what? It's good you're not working with him anymore. You don't need to be around a man sashaying.
No.
A sashaying man is, you can read in all the business books, right? That if your boss, if a man sashays, you're working with the wrong guy. And
I don't know if he was really sashing. It just felt that way in my soul I was not being let backstage.
Let's go with that, please. That really makes it better.
All right. So there you go. A man sashaying, not the boss for you. And good job. All right. 800-992-1099. Texas, your encounters with a former boss. I'm just laughing because your former boss lives here, knows what you do, could easily be listening.
No, I know why you're laughing, and I know why you're saying it, too. Thank you. And Marshall's trying to burn any bridge that would lead me away from being with him. He's like, I'm not.
Excuse me. You know my motto.
What's the motto?
The bridges you burn light your way to the future. So.
Oh, really?
That's pretty good. I like that.
Says someone self-destructing. They're like,
here I am. Here I am.
Let me just burn all the bridges.
That's not what I said.
The way.
Right. Sometimes, though, you should. The bridges you burn, light your way to the future.
Or I could just let you burn them for me.
Whoa.
Jeez. Oh. Okay. That's fine. So we're talking about encounters with an ex-boss. You know, at a place that you weren't really expecting to see your ex-boss.
Yeah.
Just happened to Melanie on Friday night at the Chris Young concert.
Yep.
And you look up, there's your ex-boss. But everything was cool, but there's always a little bit of tension. Just it's natural human tension, right? It's like an ex-girlfriend, ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, and we're still competing in a way because obviously he still works in radio. Mm. I work in radio for a competing station company. So it's a little just like, like he sees our ratings, I know their ratings. It's just awkward.
Yeah, I guess it is, especially if you don't know that they're going to be there, and then it's just, you know, and here's the thing, it's probably just as awkward for him. That's the good news, right?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got that, where it's like, you both were surprised. Not like he got the heads up you were there.
Right.
So, and you didn't get the heads up either, though.
No.
Yeah.
Until I just lifted it up, and I was like, we're doing this.
We got a text from St. P, and she said, here's how you do it. You don't talk, you just smile. And I thought about that for a second. I was like, it's so simple. It works. You just look at them and smile.
Yeah, but I hadn't seen him in almost 5 years or something. I don't think that's just a smile and ignore type thing. I think you have to.
There's something about a smile that could go either way, right?
I'm thinking it goes bad. If an ex-boss smiles at me, I'm like, I don't want to say hi. All right.
Okay, so that's my point, though. So that they kind of win, right? Because it makes you think.
Yeah.
Right?
Because it's kind of like saying, don't come up to me.
Right.
This is how we are now.
It's like a Jack Nicholson in The Shining smile is what I'm talking about.
No, that's what you do when you see like an ex-boyfriend in the grocery store, someone from middle school. You're like, I know you don't really want to talk to me. I don't want to talk to you. Let's just smile.
Who would you rather run in last minute to? Would you rather run into an ex-boyfriend or an ex-boss?
Ex-boss.
I agree.
Yeah, because you can just keep it, like, like you said, you talk about the weather.
Yeah. Exactly.
Ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, little bit of baggage.
See, that's why I can't go to the Publix on 38th. St. Pete is so small. I swear, I can't go in there. I just want to run in and pick up some...
Because of exes?
Yes.
So you
like,
got exes.
They swarm that place. I don't know.
I mean, you've got exes.
Weird.
Man, there must be some drama. This is another segment. Ooh. You've got exes making you not even want to eat. Like, that's crazy.
I mean, no, don't worry. There's no shortage of food. I go, I will find Trader Joe's, yes.
Buck, would you rather avoid an ex-boss or an ex-girlfriend? How about that one ex-boss?
No, I'm totally cool. So I'd probably avoid a girlfriend.
Whoa.
Yeah.
The stories.
I'd avoid a girlfriend.
You would avoid a girlfriend. And okay, so you would take the awkward...
Encounter with the ex-boss.
With the ex-boss.
Well, it just happened to me a couple weeks ago.
With a girlfriend?
No.
Yours was at the hockey tournament, right?
Yeah, I ran into my ex-boss. Who escorted me out of the building. And
not the hockey
with his
thing.
Belongings, yes.
With my belongings in my cardboard box.
At your old job.
At my old job.
I was like, he fired you again at the hockey thing?
That ain't fair.
You know, they're only allowed to fire you once.
Didn't fire me. He didn't fire me. We were close friends.
He just told you to get out.
Well, I kind of told him I'm leaving.
Ah.
And I was like, I'll, you know, 2 weeks notice. And he's like,
we'll we'll decide that.
Yeah.
Quick 2 weeks.
Yeah. But
that's
I ran into him. And he looked at me and I looked at him and there was silence for a minute. And then he gave me the ICU, the two fingers at the eyes.
Oh.
And I was like, okay. And then we hugged it out. It was good.
Oh, and then a hug.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. that's ooh, I don't like that. That's a weird...
Would you rather see an ex or an ex-boss?
Probably an ex-boss. Yeah. Because I feel like you can just, you know, do the industry small talk, whatever it is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't know.
Yes. It's just much more awkward when it's an ex-person.
Yeah, there's so many more personal just things and feelings. You run into an ex-boss and I'm like, you know, what do you think of the new Carrie Underwood song? Yeah, it's great. Yeah, me too. Cool. Have a good day. You know, it's just kind of, I don't know.
Well, it is good. I love Southbound.
Oh, it really is awesome, by the way. It's like a summer. Yeah, I love it. You see what I did just there?
Yes.
Totally. Yeah. How about that new Chris Jansen?
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
I just, you know, I feel like the world needs good vibes right now.
Agreed.
There you go. Good to see you again.
Bye. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
All right, coming up next in 5 minutes, it's an all-new In or Out on Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. This is a scenario that we throw out there, and you have to decide if you would be in or out on this scenario. All right?
Absolutely my favorite day of the week because of this.
In or out. All right, that's on the way in 5 minutes. Then on the way at 7:40, I know everybody's in on Brantley Gilbert tickets. We got them for you. Michael Ray opening up that show. What an awesome show that's going to be. And maybe one of the biggest party shows of the year, Brantley Gilbert.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a good time.
Oh, yeah. I think that's probably the highest percentage show where people don't make it in from the tailgates.
Let me tell you something. After Chris Young, there's a two-week gap between performances. I'm not drinking at all.
there's been two-week gaps for the last 10 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you get a week off, week on, week off, week on. Yeah, it's like right when you start feeling better, it's like, boom, another show. This will be a great one. Brantley, Michael Ray, that's coming up at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK. In or out? 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, these are like ridiculous scenarios that you'd have to decide, though, if you'd be in or out on. Okay. Last week, somebody stopped me in the hallway yesterday and said they had been thinking about it all week. Last week's in or out, which was you wouldn't have a mortgage or a rent payment for 5 years, but you did have to cut your pinky off. So you'd have to lose your pinky.
Yeah. And I was out. I like my pinky.
Yeah. I feel like you started it. At the end of the segment last week, I feel like you started to fold a little bit.
Well, I just realized how rich all of our listeners and you would all be that willingly cut off their pinkies because they didn't have mortgage payments for 5 years, but still not worth it. I like my limbs.
Here's today's in or out, and you can call us or text us.
Weigh in on
this. I've been thinking about this one for a couple of months now.
Months?
Well, yes.
For the in or out segment.
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. Like, so here's the deal, okay? And I've went back and forth on a couple of things, but all right. So here's the thing, okay? So you get a promotion.
Okay.
You become your boss's boss.
Yes.
Okay? So just listen. You become your boss's boss.
Yes.
So your boss takes your position. You take your boss's position. the money is flip-flopped and everything. So you get your boss's money, your boss then gets your money and everything like that, okay?
I don't hear anything bad going on right now.
But.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh, here's the out part.
You cannot fire your former boss. You must work with this person forever. And they know it. That's part of the deal. They know that even though you're the boss, that they're untouchable. But you got to figure it out. All right, so you become your boss's boss. You get their money. They get your money. However, they know you do not have the power to let them go.
Okay.
Hmm. In or out?
Well, I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in too.
Why? Who would be out?
I'm out.
Why?
Because.
Yeah, see, go ahead.
I have reason to believe that I know how much my boss makes.
Okay.
And not where I thought you were going with that.
I know that amount is pretty similar to what I make.
Oh, okay.
So
for you, you're like, wait, I don't want more responsibilities and almost equal pay.
Right.
Got it.
That's a good point.
I'm good.
But what about the thought of, are you really then your boss's boss? Because you cannot, you have to work with your former boss forever. There's no, you can never leave this job. And they can
Wait,
never
now
leave.
I can never leave this job?
Correct.
This is getting, what?
It's called in or out. Yes, you don't
never
have.
Never leave the job?
No, this
until
is it.
Until retirement age.
Okay.
65, then you can
All
stop.
Right, fine, we'll negotiate that. This game has turned everyone into a bunch of lawyers. This is crazy.
Well, we need to know the fine print before we say we're in or out.
No, I understand. All right, so are you in or out? You're in?
Oh, no, I don't like doing something for forever. I don't want to say for forever.
It sounds like you're out.
Yep.
Kevin.
I think I'm out.
You're in?
I'm in.
That's it. And even though, okay.
I'm in.
Buck?
You know, you don't have to fire them, but you can give them really awful job duties.
That's what I mean.
But besides.
Correct. Yes, you can. Yeah. You are the boss. Absolutely.
I'm out. I control my own destiny. I don't
Thank
need.
Thank you, Buck. I feel you.
Yeah, I don't need to be involved in all this. I'm tied to you forever.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm good where I'm at.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Hey, everybody's. I am also out on this, by the way. I'm out on the.
I'm the only one in?
No, Melanie's in.
Oh, I
no, I went out again.
Jesus.
Keep up, Mark.
No.
She's a flip flopper.
Mm-hmm. Kevin's in.
I'm in.
The three of us are out. 800-992-1099. Are you in or out? You take your boss's job. They get your job. You get the money. You flip-flop the money. You can never fire, though, that ex-boss. You have to find a way to make it work forever, and you can never leave, and they're never leaving.
Think this of all the stuff they would get away with, and you couldn't do anything
and
about
they
it.
They would know it, and they would know it.
Yep.
But you have to find a way to make it work. In or out, 800-992-1099. Yeah, I'm out. I'm still thinking. Man, once again, in or out just has Tampa Bay split down the middle on the calls and texts. 800-992-1099. Here's the scenario. Okay, here's the scenario real quick. So you become your boss's boss. Okay?
Yes.
You get your boss's money. They get your money. However, you can never fire your old boss. You have to work with them. And this is the only job you can have the rest of your life. And they're never leaving either. Well, we just can't hand you, you know, everything and make it all easy. It's in or out, right? It's got to be tough. So we got a bunch of texts. I'll get to them in a second. Like I said, we're about 50-50 in and out. But Tammy's on hold. This just happened to Tammy. She was just telling us off the air. She became her boss's boss after 92 days at this new company. And so, Tammy, you're all in on this, right?
I'm all in. I got a 45% raise.
Nice.
I've got the car, the phone, and the power.
You took your boss's car?
Man, that is...
Yep, he lost his car. He lost the cell phone privileges. He lost his credit card.
Oh.
And now I'm the female, not from the industry, 92 days in, and I'm the vice president, so... Ha ha on him.
And part of the deal is you get to call the local radio show and go, ha ha.
Absolutely. So, of course, my name is Tammy, and there's quite a few out there. So, hopefully, I won't be identified. And they don't listen to country. I listen to your show every day on the way to work. I work an hour away from home. So, it's ha ha. You should have done your job. And thanks for the Mercedes.
Thanks for the Mercedes.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen,
gosh,
Tammy to the plate this morning on In or Out. She's in, by the way. Brantley tickets in 60 seconds. Brantley Gilbert, Michael Ray opening for that. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Man, that was unbelievable. In or out, would you take your boss's job? All right, so you become your boss's boss. You get your boss's money. Your boss then flip-flops and gets your money, but your boss still works there, and you cannot fire them, and you work there the rest of your life. That's the deal. And your boss knows it, by the way. They know that they're getting the demotion, but they know that you can't fire them. It's a tough in or out when you really sit down and break it down. The calls and texts have been phenomenal. Y'all are the best at in and out. Tammy was awesome. She just, if you missed it, right before we played Dirks, she said this just happened to her. She was at the company 92 days. She became the vice president of the company.
Crazy.
Took her boss's credit card, cell phone, Mercedes. And then Melanie even asked her, did you get the parking spot?
And she said, yeah, of course she did.
With her name on it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Word on the street is she also got his wife as well.
He also had to give her his dog.
Oh,
I mean, it was terrible.
Not the dog.
Oh, yeah. But from what we hear, the dog is happy, has never been happier.
Brutal. So. Well, yeah, it's riding around in a Mercedes, living life, got the closest parking spot.
The initial reports were the dog was sad when he first found out, but then once he realized that the Mercedes was going to Tammy, the dog's like, at that point, he had to go. So he grabbed his own water and food bowl and walked out.
Yep.
And headed over to Tammy.
It actually said bye.
Yeah. Dog's doing really, really good. Real quick text here. I'm in because the difference between $30,000 a year and $1.5 million a year would make it worth it for the rest of my life.
True.
Oof.
True.
Another one says, in, although we make about the same, the opportunity to make this person's life miserable is just... We're getting a lot of those, by the way.
That's next level.
We're getting a lot of the chance to, you know, really dominate their day and control their day, how I feel like I'm being controlled is too much to pass up on. Some people even said they would take a pay cut to become their boss's boss.
Wow.
Just to be able to have the power and the control. So,
but what they're forgetting is you have to work this job the rest of your life, possibly with this person.
100%.
You can just quit and get a new job.
Not possibly. It is with this.
It is for sure.
This is it.
Someone did find a loophole, though, because they always do.
There we go.
Someone said, but can my former boss quit? You can't fire him, but they said that they would make their lives miserable enough that they would actually quit.
That would be the goal. Really?
That would be the goal.
Y'all listening are so creative. Every time we do in and out, it is. There's always like, but what if, ..
And I'm like, oh, gosh.
That's a good point, though.
All right, so that's in or out. Keep the text coming and get ready now. Callers 9 and 10. We're doing Mark and Melanie's world-famous name game for these Brantley tickets and Michael Ray tickets, 800-992-1099. We got to do that. And then right after that, we got to get to Luke's Loot. This would be great if you win the tickets. And then somebody after that, a chance at $1,000 of Luke's money. You know, and that's different than just a regular $1,000.
Yeah.
I feel like $1,000 coming from Luke Bryan's worth like $1 million.
And it's just so cool to say.
Yeah, it's Luke's
money. Luke Bryan just gave me $1,000.
That's on the way at 8 o'clock.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QYK.
Brantley Gilbert and Michael Ray. Man, what a show. This is going to be out at the end. Brantley brings a huge party. Then you get the Florida boy, Michael Ray. It's just going to be awesome. Maggie and Jaylene are contestants this morning. Maggie, you were the ninth caller, so we're going to start with you first. We're going to give you a category. You'll have 5 seconds, Maggie, to name one thing in that category. After you name one thing, Jaylene, you will have 5 seconds to name one thing. Then you guys will go back and forth until the first person runs out of names. Remember, no repeats. All right, we got 5 seconds on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
Being that today is Wednesday.
Yes.
The category is, Maggie, name things with the letter W. Go.
Water. Work. Watermelon. Wonder. Witch. Why. Wife.
Five seconds is up.
Oh. Maggie, congratulations.
Maggie, thank you so much.
Maggie, you got those Brantley tickets with Michael Ray. Going to be an awesome show.
Yes, it is. I seen Brantley and Kid Rock, told that I had cancer free. So this is my ninth month, and it's awesome.
Oh, we love hearing that.
Congratulations.
That you're doing well.
Amen. Congratulations. That's going to be absolutely awesome.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
guys.
You know how you do this? You just start saying woo, and then a word will come.
And then a word will come.
Like
yes.
Woof.
Like Will.
Oh, that's a good one. William.
What?
Willow.
Why?
When?
Whiskers.
Who?
I mean, it could go on forever.
Exactly. All right, what did we miss? 800-992-1099. Text us now.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
All right, new pizza invention for you pizza lovers out there. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Man, my kids are up listening, and I know I'll be having to explain why we can't get one of these tonight, or we'll just get them. Probably is more
likely. Yeah, why not just order it?
Probably do it. So this is Pizza Hut, their latest creation. They've teamed up with Kellogg's to create a new Cheez-It pizza. Man, who doesn't love Cheez-Its?
Mm-hmm.
So what they did was...
Things are like crack.
Well, these things...
I don't know what crack is like, but...
These are like little... Well, that's good. Yeah, you don't know what that's like. They're like little calzones, right? So basically, they took dough, they gave it Cheez-It flavor and color, and then they just stuffed it with a bunch of cheese.
They look like teeny tiny mini calzones. So they're the same size as a Cheez-It. It's not like they just took Cheez-Its, crumbled them up, and tossed them on the pizza.
That's what I thought they did.
Right, that's what your initial thought would be when you think, oh, Cheez-It pizza, okay.
But no, it's dough with Cheez-It flavor and color, and then they stuffed it with cheese, okay?
Oh, man.
So, and this guy tried it, and he posted his reaction online. Here's what he said.
It's very cheesy. It's very tasty. It does taste like a Cheez-It cracker. Would I classify this as a pizza? No.
Now, look, if there's a guy out there in the world who knows his Cheez-Its, I think it's this guy.
Yes.
He sounds like a guy that has... had a long-standing relationship with Cheez-Its, right? Like,
I trust him.
Yeah, I do. There's a level of credibility that he's sat around, played enough video games, and ate Cheez-Its. I don't know why I get that.
It's very cheesy. It's very tasty. It does taste like a Cheez-It cracker. Would I classify this as a pizza? No.
But he did love it. He got a couple thumbs up there, so...
Ooh. Cheesy thumbs up.
Yeah.
yes.
Orange stained thumbs up. So that's a new invention. And I know, Melanie, you've got a blog up about it now, right?
Yeah. If you guys want to see a picture and find out how much it costs, all of that stuff, you can head over to 99.5QIK.com and click on our blog.
There it is. Justin Moore's on now. 99.5QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5QIK.
Matt Stell, that's prayed for you. 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, so last week we kind of clowned on Melanie a little bit, made fun of her because you talked about sending
somebody. Oh, that was last week? I thought that was this week and every other week.
Well, it was just about this one thing about thank you cards. You mentioned you were going to send someone a thank you card. Everybody,
oh, yeah, you guys ragged on me.
Everybody sort of laughed because I guess, look, it's very nice to send a thank you card without question. It's very nice of you. You got a nice spirit and it was nice of you.
Thank you.
But.
I'll send you a card.
No, you don't need to. It's fine. But then we were like, man, thank you card. Like, who sends thank you cards anymore? Now you were talking about sending thank you cards for...
bridal shower.
Your bridal shower.
Yeah, so my bridal shower was last Saturday, and we received a bunch of gifts, and everyone was just super generous and thoughtful, and I want to send thank you cards to everybody that came. Well, I actually had one of the cousins reach out to me and say, do not send me a thank you card. Like, please don't waste your time. If you send me a thank you card, it defeats the whole purpose of, like, me giving you this gift. I don't need a thank you for it. It is just for you because I'm happy for you guys. And then I thought...
So now you're getting people telling you not to send them thank you cards.
How many cards has that person got where they're like, God, I got to tell her, not another one.
Sick of it. Not one more. They just can't take it.
They're just that generous that they get so many thank you cards.
Is it that outdated? Of course, because... You know, it's obviously, it's outdated to send thank you cards. But is it that outdated that people now just don't even want them? They don't even want
them. Is it outdated to send them? I just think it's the nice and polite thing to do. You guys, so yes, last week when we were talking about it, you guys all were just like, are you kidding me? A guy finds your wallet and you're going to give him a reward and a thank you card? Like, you can't give him a thank you card.
Well, my thought on that was just give him a little bit extra of the reward. Don't worry about the thank you card because that's really all he wants anyway.
Right.
So... In relation to that, yeah.
I'm not going to just mail. In the situation, I wasn't going to just mail the money in an envelope. I was going to put a little thank you card in there. But now, these people have given gifts to me.
Right.
I feel wrong if I don't give them a thank you card.
Is it a thank you? Are they all getting the same thank you card and you're just kind of writing a different note?
No, I'm writing a custom with my own hand and a pen note inside saying, thank you for coming to the shower. I love the gift.
I think it's very cool that you do that. It, not a lot of people do this, but it's situational. Like, you can't do it for everything that somebody does nice.
Is the handwriting in cursive or is it regular?
So I write in a weird cursive script. It's like manuscript cursive.
Like hieroglyphics.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. My handwriting's jacked. But anyway, I try.
Okay.
It's a thought that counts.
No, yeah. I just thought it was interesting that we all kind of like, what a thank you card. And then
so is this a waste of time?
Somebody in your bridal shower is like, stop. I don't need it. Don't send it. Is a thank you card a waste of time? And
Does everyone just throw them away?
Right. Text is 800-992-1099. But here's the thing. It can't be that thank you cards are not a waste of time because they used to be what everybody did. That doesn't work. That doesn't apply. You know what I mean? It can't be just because it's the way it used to be. There's got to be a better reason. It's like when people get mad at kids for being on their phone all the time. I'm like, but if we had phones when we were kids, we would have been on them all the time. Like, so it's not good enough to say you weren't when you were a kid because they didn't exist.
Yeah.
Right? It's not fair.
Well, phones existed when I was a kid. I don't know about you, but
yeah. They hung on a wall. I mean, they weren't fun. Usually the phone would ring and you were in trouble.
Yep.
It was either school calling or the neighbor's parents calling and it meant nothing but trouble. So it was different. So thank you cards, are they a waste of time? 800-992-1099. Are you having a stress about it?
Well, yeah, because I brought the thank you cards with me because after I'm just going to start working on them after work today.
See, they're work.
Work.
They are.
Yeah.
They are work. But I don't think that texting someone thank you is the equivalent. I think it shows that you're taking time out of your day to say thank you and that you really appreciated the gift they gave you.
What if you text them a custom video like, hey, Lisa, this gift is great, and to spend these moments with you was unbelievable, and I love you for life. Bye. Or however you say bye.
She does say bye.
Yeah, she does. Bye.
Bye.
So what if you did that, and Lisa's like, oh, what a great video message.
Cute.
Isn't that pretty good?
Yeah, but is it the same as a thank you card?
100% same as a thank you card, in my opinion. Buck?
It's a lot cheaper.
Kevin?
I wouldn't do it.
Kevin's old school.
Kevin, you always ruin when we get the guy. We get the guy tied going. I call it the guy tied.
I know.
It's like we're all about to pull the right way, and Kevin's like, I wouldn't do it. Thanks, Kevin.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
Mark and Melanie's nutbags north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Yeah, we're gonna give Florida a pass here and focus on the crazy people in the 49 other states.
Yes.
Like in Ohio, where police pulled over an Amish buggy. Two reasons why. The buggy was swerving.
Oh, no.
Not speeding.
No, swerving.
Not speeding.
But it also had a massive speaker system attached to it, which was causing a public disturbance.
The buggy was bumping?
It was a bumping buggy. And the subwoofer system that was built into it was causing all kind of problems. This was at 1 a.m. in the morning. Here's the thing. As soon as the lights went on, the people in the buggy abandoned the buggy. They took off and ran for their life. They got away. They left a 12-pack of Michelob Ultra on the roof of the buggy, and they ran off into the woods. Here's the problem. Police were then left with a buggy that's attached to a horse.
Yes.
So police are like, well, what are we going to do with a horse? So they're still waiting for someone to come and claim the horse. Neither has been claimed.
That's funny. You can't drink in buggy?
No, you cannot.
No, you're still driving.
Yeah. Are they? It's the horse.
I mean, they're leading the horse on the way.
Maybe the horse was drunk, too.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Maybe it was the horse that was swerving it.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, it's not a motorized vehicle. It is interesting.
Yeah, but if you drive a bike and you're all driving crazy and you're drunk, you still get in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't be operating any sort of vehicle.
Even if it's a horse.
Even if it's a horse. Do you remember the Weird Al Yankovic song, The Amish Paradise, from back in the day?
Yeah.
So it reminds me of.
We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise.
Yes.
Man, I got to tell you, I don't know much about the Amish. I really don't. I went to an Amish market once, and they had great soft pretzels. But I don't know.
Thank you for that interesting fact.
Yeah,
I never knew that about their pretzels.
I didn't either. It was the best thing I've ever had.
I knew they made those fireplaces. You know, the fake fireplaces?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
I see the commercials all the time, Amish fireplaces.
It's not real fire, though. It's not real fire in those.
All right, spoiler alert.
Anyway, but if I had to go and live in Amish paradise, this would be my Amish paradise. Like this horse and buggy guys. These Amish people are my Amish people.
With a giant subwoofer system.
Yeah.
Listening to Weird Al.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. All right, those are the nutbags north of Florida. I just feel bad for the horse.
Yeah.
I'm like, is anyone going to pick him up? You can't just leave your horse, man.
He's probably glad the music's off.
Maybe he is.